On February 20th, 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. And 50 years later, astronauts still face the unknowns of space. There is new evidence that prolonged weightlessness or even short periods without the pull of gravity can have lasting physical impacts on the human body. In December of last year, in a paper published by the American Academy of Ophthalmology, an Anchorage doctor looked at how space travel can affect eyes. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Ophthalmologist Thomas Mader works at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. He's been an eye surgeon there for a dozen years. Mader spent 24 years in the military, serving all over the world. His last post was at Fort Richardson in Anchorage, and on discharge in 2000, he decided to stay in the state. But it's his passion that takes him out of this world. Mader is a volunteer researcher for NASA.
It's a very interesting group of people to be around, very spirited, energetic bunch of people who are really into science.
While in the military, he began work with other doctors on how weightlessness affects the human eyeball, first doing studies on impacts of short-term weightlessness in high-performance jets. But why would weightlessness affect the eye?
They have a shift of body fluids. Even during 20 seconds or 30 seconds of microgravity, there's a shift in fluid from your legs up into your face and your head and your eyes. And your venous pressure and your neck and your head tends to go up a little bit. And your intraocular pressure can go up. It can go up by 50% just in a period of 20 or 30 seconds.
If a shift in body fluids can happen in seconds, for an astronaut living on the International Space Station for months, could that fluid shift lead to changes in vision?
And we didn't realize these changes were happening right off, neither did anybody else. When they came back to Houston, they filled out a questionnaire. And we found that over time, that roughly 50% or so of those folks who'd been up there for, like more than a few months, complained of decreased vision at near. They couldn't focus. It's kind of like if you didn't have your bifocals on.
Further discussions with returning astronauts indicated that vision changes didn't occur right away, but over the time spent in space.
And it seemed like kind of an odd thing to me. So we started doing some basic studies, looking at the back of the eye before and after missions, taking photographs, that kind of thing. And in the meantime, we started giving astronauts space anticipation glasses. Prior to a launch, you'd give them plus reading glasses, the same kind you'd buy at Cars down the street. And at first, when they got into space, they didn't need them. But later on, after they'd been there for a couple of months, about half the people started using them because they couldn't see up close.
Even more puzzling, some astronauts suffered eyesight problems, while others didn't. Doctors eventually realized that the change was not in the eye's lens, but in the eye's shape.
But they had disc edema after they'd been in space for about 6 months or so. And by that, I mean that normally when you look at the back of the eye, if you look at it, it's flat. Where the optic nerves comes in, it's still flat. It's kind of like a disc-shaped area that's flat. But these astronauts, when we looked at them post-mission, instead of the optic nerve being flat, it sort of popped up toward you. It was elevated. And these were strange changes. So at that point, we really became concerned about what was happening.
Mader says there's several theories as to what is going on, but none are certain just yet.
I think ultimately the thing that's responsible is a fluid shift I told you about earlier. You know, it's about maybe a liter, liter and a half fluid shift from the legs and the lower torso up toward the head. And it raises the venous pressure. So it might be this rise in venous pressure can lead to a rise in intracranial pressure. In other words, the fluid that kind of bathes the brain, it can have, the pressure in that fluid can go up. Just because of the fact when you have that fluid shift, it raises the venous pressure in the neck and the head. But if the pressure is chronically elevated in the venous system, perhaps the pressure around the brain is chronically elevated too.
But he says that doesn't explain everything. It may be that some astronauts are predisposed to the vision changes. The reality of regular space travel is coming closer. Commercial space ventures are just around the corner, and at least one company, Space Exploration Technologies Corporation, is even eyeing Alaska as a potential launch site. Mader says people have been flying in space for 50 years, and no one has gone blind yet, but loss of partial vision is a possibility. I'm Ellen Lockyer.